Colonel had only one more shot to make it as a major league manager. If he lost this job, he was unlikely to get a third chance at managing. He was no longer a young man, having turned 55 in July, so why take a chance in Pittsburgh? He listened to and processed the many reasons he should turn down the job, but still he couldn't. Hurdle had spent the 2010 season as the Texas Rangers hitting coach. He knew that he wanted to manage, not be an assistant. Like most baseball coaches, Hurdle preferred to wield the ultimate power of a coach, filling out a lineup card. He enjoyed leading. He liked having his hands on different aspects of a club, not being a specialist in one area. Perhaps more than anything else, he thought that rehabbing the baseball club in Pittsburgh could be a special story. He enjoyed a challenge. After much deliberation, Hurdle decided he wanted the job. He felt it was the right fit, but he had to convince his wife, Carla, that it was the right move for them. They loved living in Denver, where Hurdle previously managed the Colorado Rockies, so Hurdle had to convince her that Pittsburgh was not just some cold, undesirable industrial city. He could sell her on the city's renaissance. Pittsburgh had made perhaps the most successful transition of all the Rust Belt cities. After the steel mills closed and so many in the city struggled,